Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Blog Talk Radio. And again, we are on the air this week, and we want to just thank everybody who has joined us. And we'd like to thank you for tuning in. And, you know, like, we're still talking about the subject of how the tornado is still affecting our community. You know, we already know the material damages that is done as far as, like, tearing the houses and uprooting families and displacing people. You know, now we're talking about the spiritual damage it does to our community. What we already face with double-digit inflation, double-digit unemployment. We're dealing with a lot of different social problems in our community that we've been struggling with for years. And then along comes a natural catastrophe that adds on to the suffrage of the community. So what we'd like to talk about today is just how you feeling out there? You know? How's it, has it made you or has it broken you? So we'd like to hear from people who've been a part of the tornado and who want to express their gratitude or want to express their anger, their frustration as to the services that they've received. Because, you know, like as a part of the Mad Dads, you know, one of our responsibilities is that we ride the bus. And when we ride the bus, we engage in all kinds of conversation with people pertaining to all levels of society, as far as like their kids' schools. We deal with different other things and stuff we're saying that might adversely or positively affect people's lives. So we got a call on the line, and our call is 5270. Hello? Hello, caller? Hello, caller? Okay. So we haven't got a call on the line. So, again, we're talking about the what kind of spiritual damage has it done to our community? You know, like, we got a lot of people, you know, that when a catastrophe happens or a fire or a death or some other stuff that dramatically affects people's lives, they go kick right in the gear, you know what I'm saying? It's like they was born for that moment, you know? They kick right in there, you know, and they get stuff done, they go to hospitals, they check the emergency line, they check all their family and stuff like this here. They got a little game plan and they put that stuff into effect. And then we have those that when something happens, they just fall all apart. You know, they get all, you know, it's poor little me. They get on the pity pot. They can't be getting nothing effectively done. They become more of a problem and a hindrance than the catastrophe which is taking place. So then we have those that just sit back and they're quietly strong, you know. They don't say much, but you see them out there. They're getting the debris up, you know what I'm saying? They're working with the emergency teams and stuff, you know what I'm saying? They're going to check in on the elderly in the community and stuff, you know? They're going out there. They're buying flashlights. They setting up power lines. They're doing the things that's got to be done without being told and without being instructed, you know? And then we got those that just prey on whatever event that happens in our community, you know? They steal the aluminum off the garages, and you know they vandalize wires tearing down. They do all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just like I said. We just calling to find out. You know, You know, what done pump you up during this this community effort we done been through? You know, what's making you proud? What's making you unsatisfied? If you got an opinion concerning the services that you receive, you know, I mean, how was the food shelters? How was the overnight shelters? How were the people that were coming around through the neighborhood checking on to see if everything was all right? How were those events? We have another call on the line, and we want hello caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing now? How you doing?
I'm doing real good. I'm doing mighty fine, and I'm excited to be on Blog Talk. It's been a while since I've. It seems like it's been a while since I've been on Blog Talk, and I've realized the importance of the work that's being done out in the community. And really thankful and big ups to all the Mad Dads and all the organizations and churches that have really been putting work in to make a difference, to really show this community that we can come together despite all the negative things that they hear about. What happens in the north side of Minneapolis, there's some great things and some great people. And just being with Red Cross on Saturday and, you know, riding around and passing out sandwiches and shaking hands and giving out water and giving out love and praying and letting folks know that we're there for them the best of our ability. And working with Shiloh Temple and New Salem Baptist Church and Reverend Coleman and a lot of the other pastors and folks in the community that, you know, even folks came from St. Paul and went in their pockets and dug down deep to provide food. Exactly when it happened, the day it happened, I was called to come down to the shelter at the Armory, and we had 200 people in there that were without, 200 families without food, without clothing, without a place to stay, and it just made me reflect on how blessed we are to have that kind of home, to have a home, to have a place to go to that you can open up your refrigerator and everything's not spoiled, but you still got food. So it was a wake-up call for me to appreciate my blessings. We talked about even during this time that crime is down 22%, and I think that's a beautiful thing when you look at the Star Tribune reported that over a six-day period there were 52 burglaries that were reported. And that even with 52 burglaries reported and with 3,000 homes that were out of power, that's still a good sign that since May 22nd, we're doing pretty good. And you know, you're going to always have a few bad apples, folks that are looking for a come up, looking for an opportunity to make a few dollars off the hardships of others. And you know, as you know, Gil and others that are listening, some of us were those exact same individuals looking for a come up, looking for an opportunity to gain. But the city, the mayor and the city council and a lot of wonderful people, man, I'm just telling you, just strangers were just showing up. And the people that were showing up with food and clothing and all that stuff was really, really amazing to me to see those things. And what they're having this Saturday is what they call Super Saturday. They're going to have a one-day mega donation drive to support the residents caught up in the May 22nd tornado disaster. And what they will be able to do is to go on 2818 Washington Avenue North, and that's going to be off 94 and between 28th and 29th Avenue, and drop off donations. What they're looking for is non-perishable foods, hygiene products, gift cards, water, pet food. And they're saying do not bring clothes, toys, hardware, furniture, and appliances. They're going to take all this stuff later and get it later. But if you want more information, if you want to find out more about what's going on with the tornado, what's happening with the tragedy and that kind of stuff, you can go right to mplstornado.info. Or www.mplstornado.com. And they should be able to give you lots of information about it. I'm just really proud. You know, I looked around at a lot of the folks, so-called gang members and stuff, that the folks that usually people put down, but a lot of those folks really rolled their sleeves up
and got out there and really made a difference and began to help the elderly and to help the disadvantaged and to help their own families and the community. So as we see one side of it, you know, we look at the burglaries and the people that, you know, breaking into liquor stores and all that, but there's another side of folks that were really getting out there and looking out for their neighbors' homes and helping out. So a lot of young people really, really helped out. A lot of people from all over the state. There was a lady that I met that had a rummage sale in Texas so that she could buy her plane ticket just to come here to raise money. And she's over at the prayer center right now. She brought her mother and her father to help out, and they're finding food and bagging up food and delivering food. They came from another state to come here to help out. And in some ways, I get a little disappointed that some of our people in the community that live in this state have not even lifted a finger to do anything, have not, you know, some people have not done anything. Some people really haven't done anything but just run their mouth. But there's just abundance of people that have from even other cities and other states that have made a great contribution. The foundations have come together, and I think they've raised over $177,000 to contribute to the effect, and they're sending out RFPs for individuals to be a part of that and to have an impact in the community. So that's really going to be a beautiful thing, and I'm truly excited about what's going on in the Twin Cities. And I think that we have 25 displaced families that are right now at the shelter, and that we are looking at, you know, housing those people very soon. So I'm excited about what's going on, man. I think it's wonderful that we have an opportunity to bless so many people, to have so much impact on a community. I think it's really wonderful.
Yeah, that is right, BJ, because like I said, like, you know, it's part of our obligations to this city and to our community to ride the bus, you know. And when we ride that bus, we listen to all the heartbeats of the city. Excuse me. And, you know, people were saying, hey, well, I didn't see you guys, you mad dads on the television. They didn't even, I didn't see no green shirts. And I was, you know, that explained to the brother. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's behind the scenes that gets most of the work done, you know. That we're not out here for publicity. We're out here to help people. We're out here to try to change people's lives. We're out here to try to make our community prosperous again, you know? And so we don't really need all that visualization and stuff. Instead, what we need is the support and the prayers of the people inside the community in which we do our best work.
You know, one of the things I want to say, Gil, is that if you think about it this way,
we only
got
2 minutes left, VJ.
Why is that? We got our show.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we need to fix that. We'll be back on with much more of Street Talk with Gil Baggett and the rest of the team. So don't y'all go nowhere. Stick and stay. We'll be right back. Well, they're not going to hold us down. This 14 minutes won't last long. It'll be over, and we'll be right back.
That's right. Well, we still got a minute remaining. So I just hope we get this technical difficulty straightened out. But until then, you know, again, I want to just commend all those who are listening in our listening area that this is Blog Talk Radio or Mad Dad Production. And that's it.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.